But you can see that we don't wear phonies. Oh, boy. There was a lot more truth in that line than poetry. Burlesque was as strict as our armed forces. A girl couldn't get in unless she passed her physical. All those good old burlesque days. Remember how they used to change the shows each week? And the girls would rotate in different parts. What shows? What didn't? Three gardenias and a dark blue spot was all a girl needed to get hot.
Hey, Chip, you're on.
What do you mean I'm on? My music! Good heavens, where's my powder puff?
When I was in burlesque, I was lucky enough to work with the top comics in the business. Rags Ragland, Abbott and Costello, Joey Fay, Red Buttons, Bill Silvers, Pinky Lee. Most people, when they think of burlesque, think of the girls. But I always think of the comics.
Ah, shut up!
Don't you tell me to shut up! Before we were married, you promised me big things.
I fooled you, didn't I?
That did it. I'm going home to Mother.
That's better than bringing that old battle axe here.
You brute. You only married me for one thing.
Yeah, and you didn't even have that.
Oh, baby, you know I think the world of you.
Take your hands off me and stop touring the world.
But, baby, I want to marry you.
I can't marry you, Charlie.
Why not?
I told you before, I can't marry you because it's Lent.
Well, can't you get it back for a few days?
Fresh?
If it's fresh, I'll take it.
Hello, Mabel.
Gladys, what a beautiful mink coat. Where'd you get it?
Well, last night, some strange man I never met before gave it to me.
Gave it to you? Didn't you have to do anything?
Just shorten the sleeves a little.
Bertha, let me in.
Go away, Irving.
Bertha, I'm your husband. It's bedtime. My place is in bed with you.
You had your chance last night.
What kind of a chance? You with that long nightgown on. Open this door or I'll break it down.
Look who's gonna break down a door when he can't even lift a little nightgown. Where is that radio repairman? He was supposed to be here an hour ago. If he doesn't show up, I'll miss my favorite soap opera. At 4 o'clock, Dr. Kildare will be on Stella Dallas. I don't want to miss that. Oh, that must be him now. Come in.
Hi, lady. I'm the radio repairman.
Oh, do come in.
Thank you. My, what a beautiful set. That chassis, those knobs.
Oh, stop staring at me. The set is over there in the corner.
Oh, in the corner. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's your radio, all right. I'd recognize it any place. Let me see now. Let me see now. What the hell do you... Complicated mess, ain't it?
Look, stupid. I don't think you know the first thing about a radio.
I don't, eh? Well, for your information, the first thing about a radio is the down payment.
Oh, all right, wise guy. Either you fix my radio or get out of here.
Keep your shirt on, lady. I'll fix it. Now tell me, has anybody been fooling around with this radio?
Well, last night my husband was fooling around with the knobs.
I see. His nymphs was fooling with the knobs, eh? Then what happened?
One of the knobs fell off.
You're really in bad shape, lady.
What'll I do? I don't want to miss that program at 4 o'clock.
I'll have to call my boss at the shop, Mr. James.
Well, call your Mr. James. There's the phone.
Hello, Jesse? Hello? 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 Lady, your kids must have been fooling around with this phone.
No, my husband was. I have no children.
You have no children?
No.
Well, tell your husband for me, he's got a loose connection.
Street. This is the place, all right. I can tell from a little red light in the window. Up the stairs, and I push the little button.
Hello, honey. You want to see me?
No, I want Mary.
Well, Mary isn't here tonight. Won't I do?
Thank you very much. But all I want is Mary.
Well, what can Mary do that I can't do?
Mary trusts me.
Hear ye, hear ye. The night court is now in session. The first case is Myrtle Mudge versus the people.
The charge?
Streetwalking, Your Honor.
Miss Mudge?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is your occupation?
I'm a dressmaker.
Is this how you earn your living?
Yes, Your Honor.
Case dismissed. Next case.
The next case is Vivian Verve versus the people.
Miss Verve, what is your occupation?
I'm a dressmaker.
Is this how you earn your living?
Yes, sir.
Case dismissed. Next case.
The next case, Your Honor, is Molly Adler versus the people.
Miss Adler?
What do you want, Big Mouth?
What is your occupation?
Oh, as if you didn't know. I'm a streetwalker.
Is this how you earn your living?
I would if it wasn't for them damn dressmakers. Oh, I'm so nervous about the stocks I bought. I think I'll call my broker. With the market going up and down, I just don't know what to do with my stocks. Oh, hello?
Yeah?
Hello, Mr. Dow Jones? This is Mabel Updike. I'm so nervous about my stocks, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones ain't here. I'm the janitor.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me.
What is it, lady?
Last week, I bought 50 shares of Consolidated Gas and 75 shares of American Can.
Yeah?
Would you advise me to sell?
Not all of it, lady. My advice is to hold on to your can and let your gas go.
Mother was so proud of me. She watched the scenes from the wings every single show. She said I was acting. Really acting. Mother watched the stage door, too. She wanted to make sure I wouldn't meet the right kind of men. Those were the days of the stage door Johnnies, a species that's now extinct. They sure kept the girls expensively groomed, perfumed, bejeweled, and beminked. Mother approved of Mr. Harris, a wealthy Wall Street broker, and 72 if he was a day. Mother liked him because he had a lot of insurance, but it turned out he had more endurance than insurance. One night he invited me to a party in his penthouse apartment. There was champagne, caviar, music. There was only one thing lacking at that party, some other guests. That old roué chased me from pillar to post. When he finally cornered me near a pillar, I left him at the post. I said, "Listen, Mr. Harris, there's a lot you have to learn about a stripper. Only certain things make her unzip her zipper." When she hears the plaintive moan of a low-down saxophone, she'll show more than she'd care to show to just one man alone. But when some wolf advances with a rush, That's when a stripper starts to blush. Even Scotch and Paul Roget leave her quite blasé. And with jewels from Cartier, she's simply bored. If you want her to be awed, just whistle and applaud. That's when the lady is abroad. She's as modest as can be when she's in male company. But when the trumpets hit high C, she's Lady Chatterley. Although she'd strip in Macy's window for a fee, she's oh so sweet and tender. I said sweet and tender. She'd never, ever surrender. In privacy, no siree. Then came that black, black day when the lights went out on every burlesque marquee on Broadway. The gay white way was a little gray. Mayor LaGuardia had had his say. But burlesque wasn't the only form of entertainment to be banned from the streets of New York.
All right, you guys, move along. The mayor don't want no more than Oompa Loompa bands in New York.
Look at the monkey, he tipped his hat.
Look, you're pretty cute.
Sorry, Tony. There's a new law against organ grinders. You and Jocko gotta move along.
And that was the end of the Oompa Loompa bands, the end of the organ grinders, and the end of burlesque. There wasn't much left of our American culture. Burlesque was the only art form in history that was banned in New York and accepted in Boston, which merely proves that pornography is a matter of geography. The New Yorkers didn't seem to miss the Oompa Loompa bands or the organ grinders, but they sure put up a fight for burlesque. I interviewed the man on the street, and may I add, after burlesque closed down, there was many a man on the street.
Pardon me, sir. My name is Gypsy Rose Lee.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about our burlesque theaters being shut down?
I think it's a terrible blow to our American culture. You know, I always considered going to the burlesque show the second best thing to do on a rainy afternoon.
I see. Did you attend very often?
Only in my spare time.
What do you do, sir?
I'm out of work.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you, sir, over there.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think of burlesque?
Oh, I thought it was very nice. I liked the way the girl used to come out with nothing on but a smile and wriggle around. And then before you knew it, right before your very eyes, they'd...
Did you think it was risque?
Nah, it was nothing like that. It was dirty, but I wouldn't go so far as to say it was risque.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's...
Pardon me, madam. Madam, how do you feel about burlesque being closed up?
Graceful, and I'm going to write a nasty letter to the mayor.
Why, madam?
Well, since they closed the burlesque theaters, I have no idea where my husband is every night.
Well, thank you very much, madam. And you, sir, may I ask you a question?
Go right ahead, lady.
What did you think of burlesque?
Oh, frankly, lady, I thought it was gaudy, naughty, bawdy, and it was undermining the morale of the entire community.
I see. What do you do, sir?
I'm the mayor of New York.
Then came my first big chance, the chance Mother and I had waited for. A featured role in the Ziegfeld Follies with Fanny Brice and Bobby Clark. Opening night at the Winter Garden Theater.
There's George
G.
Mathis.
Before the show began, I peeked through the curtains at the audience. And for the first time, I realized I was legitimate at last. There wasn't one bald head in the front row. That audience was made up of the cream of New York society, with a little skim milk here and there. And the men, I'd never seen anything like it. They all wore ties. Suddenly, I was frightened. Nice people always frightened me. How was this elegant audience going to accept me, Gypsy Rose Lee from Minsky's? Then I heard my music. Mother, standing beside me, gave me a little push. The lights dimmed down, the curtains parted, and I stood there, alone and trembling, in a pale pink spotlight. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel at home. There have been many opening nights since then. Dar and Garter, Streets of Paris, the London Palladium, and the most memorable one of all, Gypsy, based on my life story. There have been many wonderful audiences, some in tuxedos, some in shirt sleeves, and a few in leather jackets. You've bought my books, laughed at my little jokes. I'm deeply grateful to all of you. And grateful, too, to Burlesque that, in a way, has made most of this possible. I never thought I'd reach these heights to see my name up there in lights without that sign below that said, Wrestling Thursday Nights. It's like a dream, although it's real. I must reveal just how I feel. Away from all those baggy pants and sexy tights. It's great to be here on Broadway, but my heart is still downtown. I miss that fun way we call the runway and the audience that brought the house down. They'd applaud every girl in a Broadway when she coyly dropped her gown. Yes, I feel a pang when I think of that gang and how the rafters rang when Georgia Southern sang. If you want to see a little more of me, clap your hands like this. They'd whistle and yell for Carrie Fennell, and they knew every part of Margie Hart. Yes, it's great to be here on Broadway. But that part of me, the very heart of me, will forever and ever be. On that funny little fun way, we used to call the runway.
15 minutes, Miss Lee.
Thank you, Pop.